Hey there, we're Jason and Tony. This is our podcast called
In Case You Missed It.
Well, in case you missed it, we asked the question. Well, actually, BuzzFeed did. We just talked about it. What would you eat for $1 billion? We're about to eat a lot of delicious Thanksgiving food, and I can't wait. It's one of my favorite holidays of the year just because of that.
You can just smell it cooking already, can't you?
So before we get to that, let's be disgusting for just one second here.
Okay.
Over 100,000 people took an online survey, and it said, would you eat this for $1 billion? B.
What?
Billion with a B.
A billion.
And yes, there are things we wouldn't chow down on for that much money, although I can't imagine what it is.
$1 billion.
So here are the 10 questions that, well, here's some. I'll go through all 10. I'll go through some of them. Would you eat a whole raw chicken that's rotten?
Oh, yes.
Only 27% said they'd do it for $1 billion.
It's $1 billion.
It's $1 billion. Who cares if you get sick?
It's $1 billion.
Would you drink a gallon of clean toilet water from the bowl right after something really disgusting got flushed? 44% said they would. Yeah.
Duh. Billion.
Yeah,
yes.
Billion.
They'll get you out of the hospital.
Eat a large bowl of freshly clipped toenails.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
it's $1 billion.
It's $1 billion.
Keep throwing these easy ones at me. These are easy.
A cupcake made of earwax.
Yeah.
Only 10% said they would.
I've tasted it just to see what it tasted like.
Yeah, Tony's one of those people that if you catch him out of the side of your eye, he smells his pinky.
I do. And I admire my work when I get done with something. Yes, I do. And I'll send you pictures of it.
Would you eat a large live rat?
Yes.
Yes, of course, $1 billion. Only 7% said they'd do that. That's nuts, man. It's $1 billion. If you have a family member coming over that you want to get rid of, Tony's got some ways for you to do that.
You're welcome. Yep.
That's your house,
you
right?
Tolerate them once a year, twice.
And then you got those people that come in. You're like, oh, man, wish Uncle Ron wasn't coming today.
Been 4 hours and they're still here.
Oh, man. He's going to have them 4 kids. 2 of them ain't even his.
He's going to break
Man. Well, how do you get them to leave?
Right.
Tony's got it for you.
How to create that go-home moment.
From Hallmark.
Well, I have 4 right here.
Okay.
Number 4. You tell one aunt that the other aunt invited you to church because she thinks all of hers are all going to hell. The third idea, You fill one of your socks with ham, and then you offer to strain some grease for all your guests.
That'll get them
fresh
to leave.
Grease.
Don't you want some ham grease?
Strain it.
You leaving already?
Oh.
You want some to go ham juice?
Yeah, that's how that go.
Second idea.
Tell
your niece that she's growing into a pretty woman.
Uh-huh.
And then tell your son that there's the one you're to be dating.
Roll Tide, ain't that right, baby?
Where are you going?
Roll Tide, right?
And my number one idea to create that go-home moment,
Keep
calling your stepmom by your real mom's name, and then ask your dad which one of them looks better in yoga pants.
They'll leave then. This morning we did some picking and grinning.
Yeehaw!
I'm gobble gobble picking.
And I'm gobble gobble grinning. Hey, Jason.
Yeah, Tony.
You know why you can't take a turkey to church?
No, why?
They use such foul language.
Tony, do you know what Miley Cyrus eats at Thanksgiving?
No, what?
Twerky.
Okay, Jason, what do you get when you cross a turkey with a banjo?
Turkey with a banjo. No idea.
A turkey that can pluck itself.
What did the mother turkey say to her disobedient children?
I give up.
She said, if your father could see you now, he'd turn over in his gravy.
Okay, Jason. Uh-huh. What are the feathers on a turkey's wings called?
I don't know.
Turkey feathers.
The gift that goes great with anything is the gift card. I love the gift card, and I put it in song this morning.
Gift cards and gift cards and gift cards and gift cards. Gift cards and gift cards and gift cards and gift cards. When I go shopping and can't find a thing, gift cards are always my favorite things. When the dog barks, he gets a gift card for that PetSmart place. Gift cards are perfect for so many things, and then I don't feel so bad.
Here's today's word of the day.
Hope you like it.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Lepra Keebler Smurf Gremlin. A Lepra Keebler Smurf Gremlin is a very short, blue, bearded person who lives in a tree making cookies and multiplies when you get them wet. A Lepra Keebler Smurf Gremlin.
Last Tony's word of the day.
Now brace yourself for a very romantic, best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
She makes them good homemade grits. She's got them snuff dipping lips and them wide birthing hips. But the WD-40 on her fingertips makes her perfect to me.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's real good. This is a great reminder that even one single act of kindness can have huge, huge returns for you.
All right, let's have you.
Back in 2017, a family in Greenville, South Carolina lost a backpack, and a homeless guy named Ben Williams found it. Uh-huh. Ben was addicted to some drugs at that point and pretty desperate. But he still wanted to do the right thing. Huh? So he rode his bike and walked 7 miles just to return it.
Oh, wow.
Shortly after that, he ended up getting arrested for drugs and was heading to jail. But the family heard about it and then helped out and volunteered to sponsor him.
Neato. And him, you know, being out of addiction, needed a sponsor.
Needed somebody to put out a helping hand, and these people did that. Because of that, his judge had him go through addiction counseling, meaning he could avoid jail as long as he stayed clean. It's been 2 years. He just graduated from that program. He says the whole thing's been like a rebirth. And he's excited about his future now. His next goal is to become an addiction recovery coach so he can pay it forward and help others get clean.
Wow.
All because he returned a backpack.
And then
this family was good enough to return the favor.
Wow.
In a huge way.
While he was struggling.
To that family, they don't mention who they are, and to Ben Williams, all of y'all are real good. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe if you would. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.